I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hundreds of cyclists seek to come together for a mass ride in Greytown on Saturday, but there won't be any Lycra in sight, mercifully. Instead of skin-tight sportswear, it will be a sea of gloriously fashionable soft woolen fabrics. Yes, the Tweed Ride is back. For another year, Adam Blackwell is the co-founder of Blackwell & Sons and the organiser of this ride, and he's on the line now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora.
Why tweed?
Well, tweed is kind of representative of, you know, that old English hunting outfit. And we don't really wear that anymore, but we need an excuse to sometimes get dressed up, and tweed has been adopted by cyclists, and that's really where it's all come from.
Tweed has been adopted by cyclists. Why on earth is that?
I don't know. I mean, in London, the Tweed Ride is happening in London next month, actually. Mm-hmm. And they all get together in their British tweeds, and they cycle around different pubs and stop at each one and have a pint. And that is just by tradition. And I think there's a lot of people that like that kind of adult excuse to dress up and be a bit silly,
yeah.
And that's why we're doing it here.
Is there anything to do with the... Because I can definitely see how tweed would work with the aesthetic of your particular bicycles as well.
Mm. Well, we've got British bicycles, and they're made in Stratford-upon-Avon by hand, the same way they were doing them about 100 years ago. Mm. So that's right. The look of tweed works beautifully with a Paisley bicycle.
So what inspired you to start this event in the first place? And indeed, how long has it actually been running?
This is the fourth Tweed Ride that we've done. And we started it just after COVID lockdown, and we figured that we needed ways to get people coming back to small town New Zealand. And, you know, Greytown's pretty small. We've got less than 3,000 people in our town. So we wanted to create an event in the Easter holidays that would bring people to Greytown, and it made sense for us to get involved in a bicycle ride that wasn't all about racing or trying to come down a mountain, but really about a bike event that anyone could participate in.
So long as you have some tweed, and are there like prizes or anything given out? Is there, or is you know, the most fashionable biker more of an informal "I am the alpha of Greytown this weekend" kind of title?
Well, we've actually got all sorts of prizes for all sorts of categories in this ride, and people are pretty—they get pretty competitive about the way they get involved.
I bet.
The most exciting prize is put up by Hendrix, which is the most creative use of a cucumber in either your attire or the bicycle.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine that we get some pretty pretty interesting entries for that category.
Yeah, the Hendrix Hootenanny, is that what it's is that something separate?
Well, no, Hendrix got involved in the Tweed Ride last year,
yeah.
And they thought it was so wonderful that they came back to Greytown and put on a whole month-long of gin cocktail-inspired events and parties. And we're in the final weekend this weekend for Easter, and it's the finale of the Hootenanny, which really is the Tweed Ride is the big event.
It's the big event, exactly. The fireworks display at the end. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Are you going to be taking part? Have you got some tweed in your wardrobe?
Yeah, I have actually, and I've even got a tweed cover for my helmet, because this is a very compliant event in terms of health and safety.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a nice tweed cover for the bike helmet to make it look a bit more attractive. And you know, the temperatures, I'm just looking at the temps now, and it looks like it's going to be about 16 degrees. So it's not too hot. So an extra layer of tweed's going to keep everyone pretty comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, I'm just reflecting on the introduction to this. There won't be any Lycra in sight, but presumably sort of tweed-patterned Lycra would be acceptable on the roads.
Yeah, that would look quite hideous, but I'd be into looking at seeing how that comes together.
Adam Blackwell, have a great time this weekend. Thanks for chatting to me.
Thanks very much.
And that is the National Tweed Ride, which is happening this Saturday in Greytown.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.